Blog Talk Radio.
Today, good, if not great, if not fantastic, if not phenomenal, it's your host with the most, Kamal J. Pryor, a.k.a. Quiz, founder, CEO of Quizmatics, Inc., social media professionals, Team Quizmatics, KMX for short. Welcome to another fun, positive, and empowering WKMX Positive Power Meeting. If you're joining us for the first time, this is indeed our KMX Morning Meeting for the Success-Minded Entrepreneur. And again, it is hosted by myself, the one and only, Mal J. Pryor, a.k.a. Quiz, founder, CEO of Quizmatics, Inc., social media professionals, Team Quizmatics, KMX, Inc., Incorporated, Think Quiz Entertainment, should I go on, KMX Free Money Movement, all my free money movers out there in the world, good morning, hope you guys have been having a great day, getting your day started the right way, and for all you people anywhere in the world, you could have been anywhere in the world, you're supposed to be right here with us. Let's get this thing started right. So have you started your day in a positive way? And when I ask that question, have you started your day in a positive way? Let's just ask ourselves some very important questions here. Well, the key question is, have you done the number one act? Have you engaged in the number one action involved with success? The number one action involved in your personal success is so simple, it's so basic, it's so elementary, and it's so straightforward. The very first action involved in success is simply waking up. You know, you got to wake up, got to be in it to win it. And, you know, that's when all of the blessings come, you know, and the activity. So waking up is the first thing, you know. Folger says the best part of waking up, you know, the first thing with anything is waking up. Because nothing comes to a dreamer but a dream. And, you know, if we want anything more than just dreams, we want reality, then we have to be awake. And then at that point, we can be appreciative, of course, of all of the great things that life has to offer. More importantly, or most specifically, life itself. Life is a blessing. It's a present. And our present is a presence. And our presence is a present. So with that being said, let's take a walk over to one of my favorite places. You know, realistically, this is one of my favorite places to do a lot of thinking, a lot of meditation. You know, you can get a lot of truth from connecting with yourself and connecting in a truthful fashion. So I'm going to take a walk over to the mirror right now, and then we'll get ready to go into our find the most valuable person in our existence. And that is indeed our personal MVP. So if you're interested in going and find out what your personal MVP thinks, feel free to take a walk over to the magic mirror with me, and here we go. I like that movie. Okay, so now we're here in front of the magic mirror. Connecting with our personal MVP, they say the eyes are the window to the soul. A couple of really simple and easy things we can do to get started here. You know, take a look at yourself in the mirror. Lock eyes. They say the eyes are the window to the soul, of course. And, you know, what that means is that you'll find a lot of truth there. And, you know, when you take a look at this person staring back at you, you'll notice they look very familiar. They look very familiar. So I want you to communicate with this person. And I want you to use the most powerful words that you're never going to say. Why? Well, you'll find out in a moment. What I want you to do is lock eyes with your personal MVP. That's right. That person is staring right back at you. It's only you and the personal MVP of yours. And I want you to smile. I want you to smile. I want you to think of all the things you have to be grateful for. I want you to think about all of this wonderful the wonderful feeling that you have towards that personal MVP of yours. Do you want to see that person successful? Do you want to see that person happy? Are you willing to put the energy and effort forward to make that person's dreams a reality? And I want you to take a look at, and I want you to think about all of the great things that your personal MVP has endured just to get you to be where you are right now. And is that personal MVP of yours? Are they your friend? Are they your best friend? All right. Do they care about you as much as you care about them? Do you guys have a mutually respectful and beneficial relationship? Are you each putting forth the energy and effort, the best foot forward to get you where you want to go? And, you know, when we smile, we have a warm feeling that envelops inside of us. That is releasing endorphins. A smile says far more than any words are ever going to be able to manifest. You know, a smile pretty much dictates everything that everything is about you. A smile says a lot about your attitude. It says a lot about how you feel about yourself, and you can't give what you don't have. So if you don't have a good attitude about yourself, it's going to be hard for you to sell anything, because the first thing you have to sell is yourself, not the last thing. So, guys, make sure that you get an ability to smile, to have fun, to be appreciative. Don't beat yourself up too much. Be grateful. Delve deeper into your levels of gratitude. And everything that you hope and desire for in life will start to unfold for you. This is one of the greatest ways to get things started. So, guys, that's just a great way to get things started. You know, it's the day after 4th of July. I know a lot of people are still probably worn out because they're still, you know, recovering from barbecuing yesterday and all kinds of things like that. But make sure you're making a little bit of time each day for your personal success, because nobody cares about your personal success other than yourself. And there's nobody who knows what your vision, what your ideals, what is important to you better than that personal MVP of yours. And just that little bit of time together with your personal MVP, just that very little bit of time, that one little basic meeting that you have in the morning with your personal MVP, just to smile, just to see that awesome smile on your face, or just to know that you are awesome just the way you are, beautiful just the way you are, you know, and can accept yourself, you know, makes a tremendous difference. And anything else further than that, I do have one special guest I would like to bring on the program, so I'm going to bring him on right now. Please give a warm welcome to Dr. K. Dr. K, welcome to the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. Have you started your day in a positive way? Well, thank you very much, Chris, for bringing me on the program. And yes, I have. I've started my day in a positive way, and I am just happy to be here. And this is a wonderful opportunity for me to welcome everybody else in the world. I hope that you have started your day in a positive way, just as me and Quiz here on the program. And now I want to talk about the five key to success. Well, actually, these is five affirmation, and then after that is the four key to success. I'll have Quiz the four key to success. I will do five affirmation, if that is okay with you, Quiz. Dr. K, you're not going to get a whole bunch of, I'm not going to give you a hard time on anything you want to do. I have no problem. I actually like doing the four keys of success, so I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to do such. So, yes, thank you very much. Proceed with the five affirmations, Dr. K. Well, thank you once again, Quiz. The five affirmations is very important to follow up after the personal MVP. You'll meet with the personal MVP, and then the eye is the window to the soul, and how you feel about yourself is reflective of how others will feel about you and your opportunities. So it's a very most crucial point in success that I don't know so much if everybody really understands fully, but it's okay. So these things are about your self-image, all right? And there is a book on the market. It's called The Secret. But The Secret is nice, but this is the real secret. You know, you have to see yourself in your success. Okay, you have to see yourself in your success. It's not about the material things. It's not about some material. If somebody thinks The Secret is, they put a Jaguar on your refrigerator and think about Jaguar all day long, and then you receive Jaguar. I'm going to share with you the real secret. Get connect with the personal MVP, and that you will find anytime you look in the mirror, and your personal MVP is yourself. And you know, I'm going to share this with you, that successful people have something to smile about. I never see a person win a championship and they is not have a smile, even if they cry, like LeBron James just won the final against the Golden State Warrior. My point is, when you connect and lock eye with your personal MVP and you smile, I want you to look at that, something that transforms and change. You see that you has become more attractive. You become more attractive. Just the smile on your face is much more attractive. And this is one of the very important secrets to helping you to have a good self-image and positive actualization. Because now we can see the person, we can identify and put a signature on the person that is responsible for making this success happen. And this is very important. And also, we identify the person, and we also identify that this person is already a success. Now let's go and verify and affirm this success. So we go and go through the checklist of the five affirmations just to make sure if we do these things, we should find maximum success. If we can see this when we look at our personal MVP. So affirmation number one, this is the first one to get started. Please feel free to chime in. Your personal MVP is the one that is supposed to respond after when we say these words so that they can be involved in the conversation. And we want a 100% participation, because if you are checked into your success but your personal MVP is not, then how likely are you to find success? And if your personal MVP is locked into success but you're really not, then it's again, well, we all want to join in together in this conversation, because it's a very important one. All right, affirmation number one, today will be my day. Today will be my day, and today is the only day that matter. Today is the only day that matter, because yesterday is no longer here, and tomorrow is not yet come. Today will be my day, because today is the only day I can do anything about anything that I need to change. So today will be my day. And smile. Remember, smile more, stress less. But remember, today will be my day more so than anything else. Affirmation number two. I am the best me that there is. I am the best me that there is. And why am I the best me that there is? Well, there's simply nothing other me. And I can see things. You can look at the glass as half empty, or you can look at the glass as half full, or why would you want to look at that? I don't drink from half full glass. I want my glass abundantly overflowing, if anything. I'd rather drink from a glass that's abundantly overflowing. And I have the power to look at that vision and see that. And you have the power to see that you are the best you that there is, because there is nobody better at being you, and there's nothing that's more truer than true. Affirmation number three. Remember, let's keep this smile and keep this upbeat attitude. Affirmation number three. I am a winner. I am a winner. And your personal MVP and yourself should include in the conversation and say together with us, I am a winner, because you are a winner. You have won the game of life. There is a million choices to be in this world, and you are the one that win and crack the egg. So you are the winner. And that is before you even walk through the door. So you need to remember that you are the winner always, all right? And you have no reason to feel doubt or anxiety or, you know, not comfort or anything other than success, because you are the winner. And that's what winners do. They succeed. And you will succeed as well, my friend. And let's go for affirmation number four. I know I can do it. I know I will. And we want to increasing our knowledge of confidence based off of our action, because the more thing that you know is from the more thing that you've done. The more that you've done, the more that you will know. And challenging ourselves to always be a little bit better is always better than not challenging ourselves at all. So, guys, I want to make sure that you get that affirmation, because it's a very powerful affirmation. It's not I think I can. That is very cute. But it is, I know I can do it. I know I will. If you don't believe in you, no one else is going to, too. So this is important for you to transform your mentality so that you can have the proper perspective to go out and accomplish successfully with a smile on your face. And then that is part of your culture. And you have a good culture of success for your personal success and taking time for yourself. And the fifth affirmation is like the greatest affirmation out of them all, because without this, where would the affirmation be? Affirmation number 5, God will be with me. He always has been. He always will be. And that is important for people to know, because, you know, we can do whatever we want to do, all right? But it is the will of God that is the life force of the universe. It is the love of God that provides the love that we have, that we can offer to anything else that we care about or feel value. And it is God's will and his wonderful way that is unshakable and unbearable, that is the most consistent that the universe has to offer, that even if sometimes we do not know if we have the strength or we have the perseverance or we have the answer, God sometimes provides the answer. And our circumstance and situation that we've been through build our character and build our adversity. So always believe, never give up, and allow God to do the great things. Sometimes things take time. God's time and his will is different than man. So be patient sometime and let God do what he does, but do what you need to do to make sure you get where you need to get and go where you need to go. And that is my my time here on the WKMX Positive Power Meeting. Thank you for joining us on the program. Hopefully you've gained some value out of that. And quiz, you know, I got to live in with my prescription. Smile more, stress less. And that's what Dr. K suggests. Thank you very much. And thank you very much, Dr. K. Appreciate you having you on the program. Always a pleasure. We've been through, you know, a good 20 minutes, 25 minutes here in the program, and it's always a pleasure to have you on, always giving us some cool, awesome tidbits and nuggets and gems. Hopefully somebody can use that. And so now we've started our day in a positive way. We got it with a smile. We've delved deeper into our gratitude. We are grateful. We are humble. We are appreciative. We are transforming our perspective by taking a look at that personal MVP of ours in the mirror, taking a couple of moments just to connect with that person and just take a look at them. And are you okay? I'm going to tell you right now, have you smiled? You know, when was the last time you smiled at you? And you take a look and you smile and you notice that warm feeling. And what does a smile say about ourselves? You know, I love myself. I love my life. I'm friendly. I'm open. I'm warm. You know, I'm likable. And I find you attractive. And you take a look at yourself and just notice how your level of attraction is going up. And from there, you know, let's put some get some perspective to add to this. You know, throw a little bit of fuel in the fire. You know, Dr. K comes on, talks to us about those 5 affirmations. You know, today will be my day, man. You know, that is just impactful right there, because today is the only day that matters. And, you know, and it's so true, because I can't do anything yesterday. You know, I can't do anything tomorrow, but I can do something today, and today is the one I'm living in, you know, and I am the best me that there is. When was the last time you acknowledged yourself as being the best? You know, I mean, you probably haven't been the best since, you know, a field trip, you know, back when you were in third grade or something like that, you know. I'm just kidding, but no, seriously, acknowledge yourself as being the best. You are the best you that there is, so you're not perfect. Nobody is. You know, we're all working to get better in life, so, you know, acknowledge yourself. And, you know, and give yourself some credit, all right? And then affirmation number 3, you know, I am a winner. I love that affirmation. I am a winner. You know, I've been saying that for a really long time, and it's the truth. You are a winner. You know, you are what you think you are. And if you're listening on this program, you're definitely a winner. And affirmation number 4, you know I can do it. I know I will. You have to believe in yourself in order for others to believe in yourself. You have to believe in yourself in order for you to believe in yourself. So let's start now with that personal MVP of ours. And everything else, let's leave in the hands of God. God will be with me. He always has been, always will be, and always is a mighty long time, people. A mighty, mighty long time. So I want you to think about that. I want you to think about what's grateful, and whatever else isn't in your hands, leave it to God. But make sure that you're always working. Remember another thing, execution is worship. So executing your game plan, executing your strategy, those are so important and so valuable. So never forget the four keys of success I started you guys out with. Commitment. Make the commitment to your success. Consistency. Be consistent. You know, actions speak louder than words. You know, commitment is nothing more than making a decision. I could tell somebody and they could believe I'm committed, but they won't really know I'm committed until they actually see me take any action. Just like the jogger that runs around your neighborhood at 4:30 in the morning every single day. You go out there, man, that guy's out there like clockwork. He doesn't need to tell you that he's committed. You can see it because he's consistent. So consistency is very important. Drive. Drive is the mother of consistency. You know, it's so difficult to be consistent. You're going to have times where you want to quit. Other things become up. Other things are more important. Drive is what pushes you forward, and that's just a cocktail of motivation, inspiration, you know, and a little bit of ump. You know, a drive is just that it factor. You know, what is going to push a person is inside. It's that personal thing, and it's 1,000% emotional when we're talking about drive. And last but not least, determination. Let me make it real simple for everybody. If you really want to know what successful people are about, what it really takes to succeed, determination. Pretty much in a nutshell, if you're determined, you will get where you need to go, regardless of what anybody else needs to do. For example, you know, it's right now it's 7:57. Start the WKMX Positive Power meeting at 7:30. And I know people have been having some issues with me as far as the scheduling and things like that, but the schedule has always been relatively consistent. You know, there's weekends, there's a holiday, and, you know, whether anybody wakes me up or not, I'm going to be up, you know, even earlier than that. So, guys, that's pretty much what it's all about. You know, if a person knows where they're going, nobody can stop them from getting there. So make sure that that's how you're living your life. And, guys, that's it. You know, it's not much more complicated than that. So I thank you very much for spending the time on our WKMX Positive Power meeting. Feel free to tune in regularly. And yesterday was a success. Today we'll expect nothing less. And remember, smile more, stress less. At least that's what Dr. Kasich suggests. And I hope that you're having a great, positive, and prosperous day ahead.
Money in the cars, cars in the clothes. I suppose I just wanna be.